Welcome to episode 258 of Tadodigawa Bookmakers. This week's bookbinder of the week is Sol Reboda, a bookbinder out of Buenos Aires, Argentina. She has some excellent designs. She works a lot with leather, in multi-leather on one cover. She's got interviews all over the place, including in that book that we all probably have called The Threads That Bind. If you go to her website at estudioreboda.com.ar, you can see lots of pictures of the type of art she does. Plus, she has classes. And if you go over to my Tadodigawa Bookmakers website, you can find a link to interview with her interviews, actually, three interviews with her at herringbonebindery.com, which is another website with Bookbinder of the Month, where Sol Reboda is featured. In any case, an important bookbinder with lots of art and artistic covers. Check her out, Sol Reboda, at estudioreboda.com.ar. And speaking of bookbinding, I have been working a little bit on a cell phone-sized schedule, something that will fit in someone's pocket that also has lots of space to write. This is difficult as a cell phone is not that big, and even if it's opened up, it's a little bit bigger. So I was trying to make it look as spacious as possible. For example, my usual monthly calendar, of course, has lines surrounding all the days. And on this one, I made them much fainter, so it looks like it's much bigger. And my weekly calendars, on most schedules, has a on the left side is 1 week, on the right side is another week. So 14 days for the weekly. On this one, it's still 14 days, but it's a lot spacier. It looks spacier. The lines are fainter. Sunday is double size. The yearly calendar looks a little spacier than it really is. The numbers are not so big. I think they're 9 point. But it looks bigger. It looks bigger. So it worked out quite well. I just hope I make a cover that matches it. That's what I've been doing in bookbinding. The other thing about this cell phone-sized book, I'd print something out and I'd find a mistake. Or I print something out and it doesn't print. I print on both sides. I impose. I print on both sides and one side doesn't print exactly where it's supposed to. So if I cut it off, it's off. So I have to reprint it and reprint it. And I spent a lot of paper making this, and I finally got one, and it looks good. But printing it out so many times, I ran out of ink. I finally came up with a PDF that I can use for other books. It was quite an ordeal. And because I was working on two things, I was working on my family member who is in the hospital, and I was working on this cell phone size book, and I didn't have much time. I didn't do much writing. However, I did have a couple of times where I was waiting for something to happen. Or go to the hospital and wait, or go to a job and wait. So I read Molly Bright, and I made some changes, and I didn't advance it. I improved the beginning, but that's not advancing it. And this is supposed to be my long novel. So we'll see. We'll see. It's working out. Anyway, thanks for dropping by. See you again soon.